Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Final hour of the show. We're double dipping into the world of NFL and college football sports betting. We're going to take a look at a lot of the lines in college and pro football. We'll get to that in a little bit. Ben Mintz, then Ralph Michaels. First, though, WWL congratulates Randy Blaze, who's going to be our guest at the Houdat Nation Rally and Music Fest. He won tickets valued at $120 for four general admission tickets. Does not include concerts, just a little note. But you can listen to the rest of our show today. And look, we've only got 50 minutes left of our show. And then tomorrow from 5 a.m. through the night. But I forgot, actually, that we don't have a show tomorrow because it's the kickoff of NFL football. And Westwood One is going to carry that. Well, we'll carry Westwood One and Packers Bears right here on WWL. So thanks to Randy. Congratulations, Randy. And we've got one more pack to give away. Listen for Bobby Hebert's Louis Armstrong impression this hour, and you can win yourself a pair of tickets. Let's bring on in Ben Mintz to the program now, host of Mixing It Up with Mintz in Shreveport-Bossier, pro poker player, sports bettor, friend of mine, at BenMintz531 on Twitter. Ben, what's going on?
Oh, man, just can't be more excited. I've been saying last week was like college football week two with LSU Texas, A&M Clemson, week one of high school, and week one NFL. I mean, this is the beginning of it all. Can't be more exciting.
No doubt. Now, we got 5 months of this awesomeness, 4.5, 5 months of this awesomeness. You cover a lot of Cowboys up in your neck of the woods. I talked all hour one, and I know you and I went back and forth on Twitter a little bit. I think Jerry Jones is making a disastrous mistake, not necessarily just with Ezekiel Elliott, but all these contracts he's given out. Just for our audience, a nutshell is, once they sign Dak Prescott, they're going to have over $100 million tied up in six players. Ben, I know you disagree with me, so I won't even rebut. Just tell me why I'm wrong.
Okay, here's the thing that's tough about this, and I compared it to with what Jeff Ireland's done scouting with Saints. It's like, when you do the scouting right and you draft well and you develop your players well, then damn it, you got to eventually pay your players well. And that's what Dallas has done. I mean, ever since Stephen Jones took over the scouting, you know, you look around and all the offensive line got rebuilt. I remember famously the year Jerry Jones won Johnny Manziel. They took Zach Martin, the guard from Notre Dame, who's now a first-team All-Pro. And now they're having to pay all these guys. And, you know, they just paid Jalen Smith and Zeke Elliott and DeMarcus Lawrence and Lyle Collins and, you know, soon to be paying Dak and Amari Cooper. But, Seth, isn't that the goal? Like, aren't you trying to draft and develop your talent so you can keep them around? I get the problem with the salary cap, but at least if the salary cap continues to improve. The thing with Dallas, I respect, though, they're tough with Rod Marinelli on the defense. He's one of the best defensive line coaches in football, and the O-line's loaded. So I think they're built for the long haul. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl winner, but I think they're going to be a contender the next 5 to 7 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, look, we'll find out if this salary cap experiment by Jerry Jones passes or fails. Let's talk some sports betting, man, as we get into these football lines. Let's start in the NFL. Saints and the Texans. Saints, I say, only a 7-point favorite. We usually see that much higher in prime time in the Superdome, but they have not been good in their openers, Ben. What do you think of this line?
Ben, that's exactly what I've been debating, too. I mean, how can you bet against the Saints in that Monday night environment? But on the other hand, the Saints haven't won an opener since 2013, 0-5 in the last five. The Texans, Seth, don't you feel like they saw what happened to Andrew Luck and just freaked out and paid a huge ransom salary for Laremy Tunsil? I think they realized, yeah, they're like, oh, my gosh, Watson has this huge injury history, two torn ACLs, among other things. Couldn't even fly on the plane to Jacksonville last year because he had a collapsed lung. Had to ride in a bus. And I think they saw what happened with Luck. And they might have overpaid the Tunsil, in my opinion.
Yeah. What else in the NFL catches your eye here?
A lot. Oh, man. The game I like the most is I've been saying this, and I hate to say this for Saints fans, but I'm a huge Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles roadie. The Niners at the Bucks, pick them week one. Maybe not a game that would catch most people's eye, but I'm very excited to see what Tampa Bay looks like with Arians and Bowles. I'm a big Devin White fan. I like Tampa a lot in that one. But the big matchup, and you're not gonna, you'll obviously laugh, but KC at Jacksonville, the not Mahomes playing with Jalen Ramsey, and you know, I think Jalen Ramsey might need an armored car with security after what Tyreek Hill is going to do to him in this game.
Yes, and I can't wait to talk to you on Tuesday with our not Mahomes post-game press conference, man. We'll do that next week.
Yeah, but the KC in Jacksonville is fascinating because Jacksonville the last few years, last year really shut down the Patriots at home, beat Indianapolis 6-0 with Andrew Luck when they were on a heater. Jacksonville's defense is no joke. And so you look at Mahomes and the KC weapons against the Jacksonville defense, it's tough at home. And then on the other side of it, how will the Honey Badger and the changes on the KC defense impact it? And then everybody in New Orleans, Leonard Fournette had a horrible year last year. And they're saying he's rededicated to football, going to have a bounce back year. So I'm excited to find out on Sunday.
All right, let's go to college football for about 120 seconds, Ben, a couple of minutes. We'll start with LSU, Texas. I'll just be frank. I think LSU is better at every position group than Texas except one. That's offensive line. I love LSU straight up. That, 6.5-point spread worries me a bit.
Yeah, Tom Herman's 13-2 against the spread as an underdog. And this line has been nuts. Opened at 4 all the way to 6.5. I hate to, be neutral like Switzerland, but I'm sitting back and watching this thing. But what I will say on the LSU front is when LSU plays spread teams, and we've seen it when they play the Big 12, Louisville, Central Florida, whatever, the LSU defensive backs cause heaps of problems for the receivers in the spread offense because LSU brings athleticism and physicality that they don't see usually in their conference. And so that part of it makes me like LSU.
Give me, a Ben Mintz insight in here, a best bet or something in college football.
College football in a really, really, really weird one. Actually, I'm not going to go that road. I'm going to say NFL Tampa Bay.
Okay.
I'm going to just say that I'm putting my name on the line because I love Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles. And I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is that good at quarterback. So he's only 10 games in his NFL career. And I think I really, really, really like Tampa and I'm against San Fran. That's the one I put my name on.
Okay, speaking of the NFC West, this is where I've talked to so many people about this over the last week. Are the Rams still the best team in that division, or with all these trades and moves, is it Seattle?
I think it's way closer than people think. I expect a little aggression from the Rams. Seattle had such a young defense, but, man, they're continuing to improve. And you got to give John Schneider credit. They get 2 first-round picks for Frank Clark, and then what they gave up for Clowney was nothing like that. They end up getting an elite pass rusher for another elite pass rusher and a ton of draft capital. That's an organization that knows what they're doing. I mean, I have them both around 9 or 10 wins.
There you go. And everybody here listening to this show, Saints fans anyway, certainly hope it's not the Rams. Ben Mintz, mixing it up with Mintz on 100.7 ESPN and Shreveport. Ben, always appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you. Thanks, Seth.
All right. @BenMintz531 on Twitter. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, Ralph Michaels at WagerTalk.com joins the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.